Is there any question? Please tell us your name.
Praise the living God.
And what you do for a living.
Praise the living God.
And where you come from, in case.
Praise the living God.
Yes.
My name is Nnamdi Dennis Madoka. I'm from Imo State. So I want to ask a question.
Yes.
The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 18 from verse 22. It says, whoever that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from the Lord. And I keep seeing sisters and brothers that say that, you know, whoever that findeth a wife, that is now, or you mentioned it as earlier on, that it is our own duty to find. So I want to know, is it that we are just to go out there and find a wife? Is it by the help of the Holy Spirit or by our own way? That's what I want to know. Is it by the help of the Holy Spirit or that we just go out and find?
The Bible in Proverbs chapter 3.
Yeah.
It says, in all thy ways, it says, acknowledge God and he shall direct thy path. It's expected that a serious decision like marriage, you will make that decision prayerfully. You will pray, Lord, let me not make a wrong decision. You will pray, Lord, direct me to the person you have ordained for me. With that prayer behind you, you go out by faith. And whosoever your heart reaches and meets the quality of what you want as a man, you go for her. Okay. So you have actually done it with the help of the Holy Ghost. Because you have prayed before going out.
Right. Thank you.
God bless you. Yes?
Just praise the Lord. Daddy, I want to ask you a question. There is something you say that if a man don't have money, or a man package yourself well before he got married. Look at the situation of a thing now. Assume that a woman staying, or a woman, let me say, a woman of that something years, he never got married. Or a man of 40 or 50 years, he never got married, he wants to marriage. My state the girl, the situation of a thing, open himself to the girl that, look at the situation I'm into. So, and the girl, the man have interest to the lady.
Yes, he opened his mouth. Tell the woman, say,
he want to marry her.
But he don't get money.
He don't get money.
You see the situation here.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Maybe you call the girl, look, I won't marry you, but I don't get a house. I am 50 years. I no get money, I no get work.
He's serious. The man is serious.
But I want to marry.
Yeah.
And now you, I want marry. But see my condition here.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see, you have spelled out your condition. Now, it's left for that woman now to know that, yes, I will marry this man, but I will be prepared to take care of both myself and him. Do you understand? Now that woman, we should also be sure you are capable of taking care of both him, yourself, and your children. If you know you are capable of, and it fits you, why not? Okay. You go ahead, because sometimes, through the woman, the man's fortune can change. But it is not a sermon.
Praise the Lord.
It is one in a million.
Okay.
In fact, don't allow it. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, church. Pastor, please, I want to ask a question that has been getting me confused. If you're in a distant relationship, and actually you people talk, he calls you on phone very well, and he has the intention of getting married to you, and coming back to get married to you, but due to people's past relationship, they said that with distance relationship is not actually going to come back for you. He's not going to do this. His promises is not going to. He's not going to keep his promises. But if you in person goes in prayer and pray, then the next thing, the person over there will put more action in his intention towards you. If you pray, you keep on seeing him in your dream, coming back to get married to you. And if you tell people to pray for you, he's still the one they still choose for you. I don't know what is going to do. If to keep on with what you do see, because I don't know if your deep dreams can actually deceive you when it comes for marriage.
What you are saying is a relationship, online relationship.
Yes. So you guys have seen each other before. You guys know each other before he traveled.
So you knew each other. You were in a courtship before he left?
Yes.
So what's the problem? You are now saying that he may have changed after he traveled?
Yes. Yes, I'm saying that. And due to what people do say concerning people who are distant.
No. No, that person is not a stranger to you again now. So I think you don't fall into that category of people that are warned to beware of online relationship. You should marry somebody you know. And that knowledge should go beyond phone calls and chatting. It should go beyond that. It should take some time to see that person. Know the person. Have some more a close and intimate relationship than just phone call and chatting. I believe it is dangerous. Some have met their husbands like that, their wives like that, but many too have regretted such relationship. So it's not a thing I encourage too much. Yes, the relationship can start from there, but before you finally agree, you should know that person personally.
Sir, please, I also want to ask. I have this friend of mine. She's into a relationship, though for marriage, but she complains that the guy's behavior is unbearable, and she's trying to, like, talk to him. Each day, every day that passes by, they quarrel. Every day that passes by, they quarrel, and she doesn't know what to do, but I keep on telling her to endure and be patient. So, I keep on telling her to endure and be patient. But seriously, I don't know what to tell her again.
See, those of you who give counsel, you must be very sincere with yourself. You see, what you owe anybody you are counseling, you owe the person the truth. What you cannot take, don't advise another person to take it.
But she said she loves the guy. So I have to tell her.
I'm just saying now. I say, you place yourself in a position and advise her. The truth is, the man's behavior, he said, is unbearable. If you cannot bear a thing, then what makes you love the person? So now she will tell you what thing she loves the person for.
Okay, sir, one more question, please. See, if you're a lady, you have many suitors coming for you, how can you know who the right person actually is?
The right person, number one, is the one that can pay the price for you. You know what I mean? You don't know.
Yes,
the one that can pay the price for you. I talk about packaging. You have your terms. You have your conditions. The ideal man you want. And you know your worth. But if all of them, all the many suitors, all say they can pay the price to get you. And something I have told you, the truth is this. Listen, church. God created us on this basis. Listen very well. When it comes to marriage, you cannot have the same feeling for all of them that come. The one that is your husband, there will be a feeling for that particular person that you don't get for the others. So the one that you have that feeling for is the right person. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
I believe that courtship are for mature people. two mature people. And you said that if two people are in courtship, the woman should not allow the man know the financial status.
Yes.
Now, in some cases, I would like you to advise us, then answer the question too. Most men, let me be realistic, men, sometimes money, finance, because of this level of situation here in Nigeria, some men are sincere. They want to get married, but the money is not there. And a woman, it's true. I want to be realistic. And a woman, she is of age and met such kind of man. And she loved the man. There will be this desperacy. And because of the money is not there, most men, they'll start, not that they're not ready for marriage, but the money is not there. You start playing on them. Now, my question goes this way. I had a woman, she's a celebrity. She got married to a man. She made him, they were in courtship. She made the man knew her financial status. She raised the man from grass. She's a graduate. She raised the man from grass to the top because she was in a position of being a celebrity. She connected the man after his graduation. He went for part-time. She raised the man to the top. Now, there are some women like that. They are capable. They know the guy they love doesn't have such money, but they know they can raise the guy. And they are ready for that. So what advice will you give to such ladies?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now listen. When I stand here to preach, to advise you, I look at the norm. I am looking at the norm. I'm not looking at, I cannot bring isolated cases and make it as a sermon. That means I'll be here endorsing indolence among men, laziness among men, and risking the daughters of God to go before such people are married. So I am telling you the norm. I am aware of isolated cases. A man is not qualified to go and ask a woman for marriage when you cannot take care of that woman. What makes you a man? We are Africans in particular. I'm talking to Africans now. Look at our background. Imagine a man in a village with vast land to cultivate everywhere. Sister says he cannot go to farm. He has no farm. He has no means of coming to bring food to feed his house. And he says he's going to meet a woman to marry. Which man will give your daughter out to such a person? You see? And it is a shameless man that will go before a man, a woman, to take care of him and call him her husband. You are shameless. Very shameless. You do everything. I was coming with Joseph in the car now here, and then he saw a company there. He said he's a graduate. He said his classmate, a graduate, because of lack of job, he's doing security work, collecting 20,000 naira in a month. And I said, in the car, I said, I have respect for that guy. I said, I have respect for him. Because man must survive. So a man sits down, folds his hand, and says, what effort have you made? House you don't get. You are waiting. Some people marry and go and live with the woman in her house. Why? Because, you know, you must have something to do. It's a different thing if she is any more than you, but you are working. But to just sit down and say, you know, nothing. Since I lost my job 15 years ago, and the struggle, nothing. I don't reach 50 years now. No, but God is telling me, you're my wife. I don't know how this will be. I don't know whether or not through you, God will come lift me up. It can happen, but we don't preach it. Thank you. Yes, someone is on the line from Anambra, Igbo people. Brother Chukwuemeka, yes? Can we hear you?
Yeah. Yeah, I need to ask a question.
Go on.
Okay, sir. I want to ask a question that they listen to your teaching. Then the question I want to ask is that I'm in my thought now, they don't believe in this worship. They didn't believe it at all. Because they believe that when you see the sister, you just go to the pastor, approach the pastor, then the pastor will go and approach the lady. Then, for my phone, that is the lady that I want to get married, and it's not from my church. And I already told my pastor that I want to get married. And my pastor advised me so that it's not from a sister from the church that we cannot come to the wedding. Then I want you to help me to clarify it so that I would know, is it right for me to just go approach the sister and tell the sister that I want to get married to her? Or should I just go on with my pastoral advice? That's my question.
God bless you, Chukwuemeka from Anambra. Listen, some churches don't believe in courtship. Their own way is to avoid temptation and things like that. Listen, I don't know how they achieve their own, but I am telling you now that this is what I believe, and I believe it is scriptural. There must be courtship. Don't marry a stranger, especially in this time when the church now, wheat and tares are gathered there together. Mixed multitude. You may even still be children of God, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, but you may not be compatible for husband and wife. It is dangerous. The second aspect of your question is, you found a girl in another church, and your pastor is threatening you that if you go and marry a woman that is not a member of the church, he will not attend the marriage. That is the problem some of you have. What has his attending your marriage got to do with your living in peace with a woman? If you like, attend my marriage. If you like, don't attend my marriage. What I'm looking for is a woman that will give me peace. A woman that I love. That is part of the witchcraft in Christianity. Brother Chukwuemeka, marry only the woman you love. Make sure she is in Christ. That's all. Ignore your pastor. Go and pick your wife and marry her. If he drive you from your church, come to my church. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Yes.
My second question. When you were speaking, you said a lady should delay. When I was listening from there, if the man is in a haste, she should use time to delay. So I turned to my brother at the right and said, to my sister, and I said, then lies will start coming in.
Lies?
Yeah.
No lies.
Because if a lady start using...
I didn't say you should lie. I'm giving you an example of things you should do to make sure nobody rushes you to the altar. How can I stay and tell you to lie? If you say, let's go home, and I say, I cannot be ready to go home until next month, have I lied? So don't go and lie because of delay. Thank you.
Lastly, I fell into some funny categories of guys. I've been having some kind of lady that has money. And I feel I have this ego. I can't receive money from them. And
what do you mean you fall into the category of women who... You mean the women you associate with are women who have money?
Yeah, yes.
Why? Where do they carry you go their side?
I don't go to them, they come to me.
Eh?
They come to me.
They come to you to chase you?
Yes.
Now I have told you run away from any woman chasing you.
I want to ask a question.
It's your problem, problem of running away, your inability to run away from a woman that is chasing you. It is wrong for a woman to chase a man. When a woman chases a man, the man should be suspicious. It may be an agent coming to destroy your life. It's not normal. So a woman is making passes at you. You should be shouting Holy Ghost fire, Father, they don't they come. Father, they don't they come. And it's true. You're a handsome boy. So there's a tendency for them who think they have money, what they do with handsome men around who are, you know, gluttonous, what do you call it? You know, they come and they use money and entice you and collect your glory. That's what they do. So when you see them coming next time, run. Thank you.
Sir, the question is, there's this relationship that recently broke up. Now, my question is it good for we Christians to bring in religion? That is our faith. That's, I'm a bride assembly, I'm a redeemed, I'm a deeper life, to bring it into the relationship. Because the last relationship that I had that broke up was having the same, these two things now. She went to Redeemed Church and prayed for olive oil for me and said I should rub the olive oil that church I'm going after, leave the church. I told her, no, you don't bring religion into relationship. So, me asking her to come to my church, she refused. Now, is it good for we to bring in this faith of a...
Yes, it's good to bring it in at this stage of caution. Praise the Lord. It's good. When the Bible says, be not equally yoked with unbelievers. Unbeliever is a relative terminology. Unbelieve what? What does he not believe? It's your faith. You're a Christian. And it's a Muslim that wants to marry you. How can you flow together? Which way will you raise up your children? Secondly, you belong to a church that doctrine-wise, they don't see eye to eye with another church that the other person comes from. So, every day you are in the house, and then you are there in confusion, there is no unity of faith. So, that should be considered, because Apostle Paul said this time, marry only in the faith. So you should be able to consider that too. Don't, because of marriage, you know, risk your faith. And then you don't enjoy your prayers anymore. You marry somebody who does not believe in speaking in tongue. You are praying and speaking in tongue. Then he says, shut up, bang the door. Don't stop this nonsense that they do. It cuts you off. You see? And things like that. So it's good that you consider the faith. It's always good to marry somebody who says, it doesn't matter, whatever is your faith, me, as long as you're a Christian, you know, you'll be more comfortable, then later on you can win that person into your own faith. I think that is better. God bless you. Brother Bello from Taraba State. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. My question, or let me say, it's a contribution I want to make in regards to the suggestions of the brother we are making. That, yes, sir. I want to make a little contribution in regards to the question some brothers were asking, that maybe a lady can take up the responsibility for a marriage and everything. I feel naturally that the order that God has placed, that when a man is going to look for a wife in marriage, is that in my own way of understanding, is that he's going to tell, he's telling the lady that he's a responsible man, he wants to take good care of her. But there's a situation where people begin to think that the lady does it. In fact, I think it's an insult to manhood. Then, my question. This is the question, the other one is contribution. My question is this, sir. I want you to maybe enlighten our sister the more concerning issue of finding. You know, there are times that we used to have problems. Now maybe if I'm going out with a sister, I'm not satisfied with a character, and I decide to put a horse to it or an end to it. More often than not is that there is a serious misconception that they say, this brother, even this brother could do this, even this brother could do that. But the sincerity about the whole thing is that when you are fighting, you have to take time, and there are certain things that you have said earlier on that must be there. We have this very disadvantage, the challenges with this, that they think if you have started a courtship, the courtship must culminate in marriage, whether it's working or it's not working. And that is why we've been having a little problem. So maybe I want you to enlighten our sister the more on that very issue, that it's not necessary, it's not a must that the courtship must culminate in marriage. So that we will be a bit flexible in our heart, whichever way it comes, provided it was done with the fear of the Lord. The two people involved should not look at each other as enemies. They should give glory to God that they didn't enter into something that they could not glorify God at the better time of their age. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Can we clap our hands for Brother Bello from Taraba State? I think I agree with him. The point is bringing out here that it is not every courtship that must end in marriage. So that you don't begin to say, because we're in courtship, so we must marry. No. It is a period for you to decide whether to marry or not. It's very important. I want you to know two things. Physically, first, Adam was the one that was first formed before the wife. Secondly, I want you to note that what we see happening physically is speaking about something else that is going on spiritually. The marriage between Christ and the church. It was God that came looking for us. We never went looking for Him. I hope we know that. You have to understand it. Use that to understand how it should be in the church. It is not the woman that goes looking for the man. It was the man that came paying all the price to get the woman. The woman has no price to pay to get the man. It is the man that has a price to pay to get the woman. And any man that is not capable of paying the price is not capable, is not also fit, qualified to have a wife. Because having a wife goes with a price. God bless you. Okay, yes.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Ngozi. I'm a doctor, dermatologist, a skin doctor. My question goes like this. I have two questions. One is, can a sister compromise her faith by marrying somebody in Roman Catholic? Maybe a sister from Bright Assembly. Marry somebody from Roman Catholic Church and they see that two of them, they are compatible. But their faith are different. Maybe the brother is off and on, is not strong enough in faith. But they love each other.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you a question too. You are a dermatologist and I was talking about what to eat that can reflect our skin and you didn't contribute. Will you tell them later, if there's time, you tell them today?
Eh? We eat balanced diets.
Eat balanced diet. There are some
vegetable, fruits
that can give us good skin. Thank you. I can see you have a very good skin too. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Okay. Now, listen, church. Listen. There are some questions that when you ask, they are very difficult to answer. But the answer is very simple. But it is very difficult to give the answer. But the answer is very, very simple. But to give it is difficult because somebody may misunderstand you and act on it. That's why I say, listen very well, brother, sister, wherever you are listening to me from now, listen. God can tell you, a sister, that that Guru Maharaj man is your husband. That Alaji is your husband. That Malam is your husband. God can tell you that that is your husband. You know why he can tell you that? Because God, through foreknowledge, may see who that man is and have his name in the book of life and decide the way that man will come into Christ will be through the marriage with you. So he can allow it to happen. But it's not a thing I can preach and tell you that your husband can come from anywhere. Your husband cannot come from anywhere. Oh. They are isolated cases. So we deal with it on one-on-one basis. We cannot preach it at the pulpit and say your husband can come from anywhere. You understand what I mean? Because it is now on individual basis. And when you come to me as your pastor, it is my desire as a pastor that you marry a believer filled with the Holy Ghost, even a member of the same church here. Because I have a lot of single brothers that are looking for a husband. And I see, wife. And I see fine girls like this, Catholic, they come. I go vex. But that's me as a human being. Now, but you come to me and tell me, God ministered to me that that is my husband. If I am a true servant of God, once you put name of God inside, I step back. But I will also have it that I hope it is really God, so that the day you come crying, say, see what did happen? I will say, you say, now God, go meet God. Because the principle is there in the Bible, we should not be yoked together with unbelievers. That is the standard. It is wrong for you to marry somebody who is not a believer. But if you are going to be somebody that God is going to use as a servant, as an instrument, to bring in somebody, then we cannot settle that or answer that at the pulpit. It will be in the office one-on-one. And even when you want to do that marriage, oh, I go say, go do and somewhere. I know they there, so I go stay for outside and look in case. The thing no work. They're not going to say, I may support you. You understand what I mean? But I will not fight against it. I will not stop it because you say, God say. You know, I've told you this. I'm a perfect example. I said, I met my wife as an unbeliever. You know my background. Complete unbeliever. And she was the daughter of a minister in Deep Alive. And you know, they stand on it, kakaraka. And it was going to bring a reproach to the man that his daughter was going to marry a malam. I mean, just imagine how, you know, and the man refused to attend the marriage. We staged somebody as one old man to say, Naim be the papa on our wedding day. So I just want you to note it. Now, while that man was looking at me as a malam, God, who sees the future, was looking at a pastor. So that's what I'm saying. God bless you.
God bless
you. Yes, someone, a caller on the line.
Hello.
God bless you.
Please, I want to ask this question. Is it written in the Bible that a woman should not have is it wrong for a woman to come and say to a man that she wants to marry or she wants to marry her? I want to find out if a woman doesn't have any right to ask a man that she wants to marry him, because it's not good. It's not biblical. It's not written anywhere in the Bible that a woman doesn't have any right to demand for a man that she wants her to marry him or take her the order.
Listen, my brother is trying to justify a woman going to approach a man for marriage. I said it is not the norm. It is not normal to do that. And if you believe in it, I don't believe in it, and I will not teach it. I believe a woman should uphold her dignity. A woman should remain the lady that she should be and take her proper place. And never you say that because they work in oil companies, in banks, in companies, or what English people call blue chip companies, where they earn a lot of money within their level there, they cannot get men that can marry them. And so they should be able to see a man they like, and you know, now who becomes the boss? One thing that makes the man rule over you is that he paid a price on top of you. So if it is a woman that gave you money to pay her dowry, she's the one feeding you. The house, she's the one paying the house rent. Will you be proud enough as a man to say, that is my wife? Brother Sunday, I disagree with you. Praise the Lord. Now, take note of this, Brother Sunday and everyone hearing me. There is no man that has packaged himself. Imagine a man that has read and has up to his master's degree in any field, and the only problem is he has not gotten a job, that he will ever feel inferior before a woman who is working in an oil company with a similar degree. He has already positioned himself. It's a matter of time for him to get a job. So when you talk about inferiority complex, the level that she is, there are millions of people in that same level without qualification. She's only opportunity to be there. No graduate feels inferior before another graduate, no matter what position you occupy. So when we say package yourself, it includes going to school and getting yourself the relevant certificates that places you in the market. That woman will use her position and get you a job somewhere to enable you to come and marry her. But not for you to go and marry her and then she's the one taking care of you. No, I disagree with you, Brother Sunday from Benin Republic. Maybe they do that in Benin Republic, but here, Brother Assembly, lie, if I catch you, I counsel it, I fight it, I scatter that relationship. Spiritually and physically, yes?
Praise the Lord. Pastor, can wedding be done before bride price, where a sister lost her father and mother? The both parents are dead. The man that stands as the parents of the sister cannot allow the sister to marry. Maybe he's into occultic. Anything he hears about the sister, he will scatter it with evil power. So how can that marriage work? Can the sister do wedding before the bride price in case of where the father and mother is no more? But the man and uncle that stand as the man that's supposed to receive the bride price, let me call him a wizard. So
he's not ready to receive it. He refuses to receive it.
Whenever he wants to give, what did they call it, list. I don't know the type of manipulation. Whenever the suitor saw the list, that is the end.
Go run away.
Yes.
Amen. What you say, is it because the list becomes over bloated or something?
No. Because of the manipulation, because the man.
But once the list comes, no, I think that is why you should.
You should have
a relationship with a believer. Where before you even go for the list, you pray. You pray. It's true. Since you know somebody does not want you to marry, you pray, because you have to take note. It's not just in getting married. That person can pursue you even after you have gotten married. So it's not just at that stage. It's after your progress. It's your progress is after. Not just for that man to come and pay bride price. If he's able to pay it, he will still attack somewhere else. So such people with potential dangers all around you like that, you are the type that get closer to God. you are more prayerful, and the power around us are higher than the powers they are using if you are in Christ.
But I'm asking, can wedding be done before the bride price?
No, it's not possible. It's not possible. Well, maybe somebody will ask me a question. What if I've decided to get married to this man or this woman and the parents refuse? And we decide we must get married. Here the parents refuse you to marry and you insist you should marry. Of course, there will be no traditional marriage because you'll not be there. So the question is, so what do we do? There is a law that covers that up. You go to court. You pay the bride price in the court. And you come. We are enlightened enough to wed you. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor.
Yes.
Who received the bride price in the court now?
The court registrar.
Okay.
They'll give you receipts.
Praise the Lord.
Before you do that, though, the church is involved. Well, we have known how you suffer. The man no grill. Don't go and bring court receipt for us, until we permit you to go and get it for this church. Now we go permit you to go. That is, we have looked at the case. We don't join you. Pray, self. The man no agree. We will even send delegation to go and meet the man to convince him. You no agree. We do everything humanly possible. If the man no agree, then we say, okay, Papa, we will tell him to his face. Your children go wed. We go wed them. They are adults anyway.
There is power mighty in the blood.
Are you suffering from spiritual husband or wife?
There is power.
Are you facing frustration and rejection? Is your spiritual life stagnant?
Jesus Christ.
How have you been baptized? Do you know if really your sins are remitted? Join us every Tuesday as we teach on true water baptism.
When Jesus Christ said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, He is telling you, go and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Pure water ministration for your healing and deliverance.
We plead the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood that was shed on the cross on Calvary speak for our healing and deliverance this afternoon in the name of Jesus. We invoke that power that was released on the cross on Calvary into this water for our healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Use this water, root out every infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. As you drink this water, life will be restored in the name of Jesus.
One-on-one counseling with the prophet. Join Pastor Moses Alu and other anointed ministers.
By the grace of God upon my life, I, Pastor Moses Alu, I lose you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Shalom.
My name is Chukwu Emeka from Oyo State. Okay, I want to ask the question in respect of a marriage that the pastor is preaching.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. What happened is that I'm the first born of the family, right? Then I don't have father. I lost my father 2003. So when I want to marry, are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
Okay, I married the person that is in my house now, my wife, without any courtship, even a single day courtship. Just because of my mom. Then, my younger sister also, when she wanted to marry, she married the person that she married to without any courtship, just because she wanted to please my mom her desire. But the third born of the family, a girl, met a guy that she wants to marry, and they have been in a relationship for the past 3-4 years. Now, my mom now insisted that she's not going to marry that guy, just because there is a problem. There is not just because, are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
She didn't give any reasonable point of her not marrying that guy from the same village. Are you hearing me, sir?
Go ahead.
Okay, being the firstborn of the family, I now stand upon my word, and I told my mom that she should allow whosoever that wants to marry anybody that they want to marry, either a man or a woman, to marry her child, in as small the person is a God-fearing person, also a Christian. And my mom insisted that no, there is nothing like that, that she has said it, she's not going to marry that man, and she will never marry her. And I made my brother, being the firstborn of the family, that if my younger sister insisted that if this is the person that she wants to marry, that I will support her from the beginning to the end. But now, this statement I made now caused a little bit misunderstanding between I and my mom. And now, my mom is no more calling me, being the firstborn of the family, and I don't really have much time in this, if she called or she didn't. Now, the question I wanted to ask the man of God is that, you know, there is a place in the Bible that says, honor your father and your mother so that you can have the long life on the land of the living. Then, because of what has happened, and you know, my marriage is not that maybe there is free and fair like that. There is a little bit problem because the person I married, there is no fellowship. Like what's my younger sister. Then the third one now, as she wanted to marry her sister. Now, should I allow my mom has desire to be fulfilled in respect of the third born? Or I should still stand on my statement and say that my younger sister should marry and will marry whosoever she feels like marrying that give her a rest of mind. That
Thank
is
you.
The question I want to ask the pastor.
Thank you, Chukwuemeka from Oyo. Praise the Lord. Listen, my brother from Oyo, listen. That is family matter. That is family matter. Sometimes we have very difficult parents. But I advise you to explore every avenue to get the consent of your mother. Meet people that she has respect for to approach her. Do everything. But if she fails, then they are adults. Then you should get the support of maybe your uncles or some other elderly people within the family, and those who are in the majority, they will stand behind her, and time will reconcile them both later. But you alone should not do that. Let it be that you gather some other elders in your community, those close to the family, your uncles or whoever they are, let them also back you up. If they all put pressure on her, she will bow. That is my candid advice for you. God bless you. Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. And the church. Please, sir, I want to ask this question. You are in a courtship with a Christian sister in the church. And whatsoever she asks you, you gave her. But when, at times, anytime you ask her to come and know where you are staying, she said no, she cannot come to a man's house. And if, in short, before you know it, she start talking to, hey, see, this brother come ask me to come to the house. But you have said something here that a sister visited a brother and she misbehaved. And those are the brother noticed that this person is not a wife material. But if it comes to the church whereby you cut with a sister and she refused to come to your house, whatever she wants from you is only when you come to church, or she call you to phone, give me this thing or keep this thing for me. How would you know her character?
Well, maybe she's suspecting you.
Praise the Lord. Okay, sir.
If she's not comfortable coming to your house, the way you look, the way you act, the way you behave.
Praise the Lord.
So
sir,
what you should find out is why she doesn't want them. You advise her to come together with a friend. I expect a sister who will want to marry a man to know where he lives. You should know where he lives. And you don't know where he lives by sleeping there. You should know his address. You should know what he does for a living. And you should know where he lives. So if she's refusing to come and know where you live until the day she marries, not only that, you should also go to his village to know his background. Go and know where his parents are, where they are living. You should know everything about the person. So whatever is making her sister not to go come to your place, it may be some misunderstanding of what it means to visit you. But when you want to visit your visit one another, make sure you go accompanied. So that makes it clean. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Church.
And the sister too, baby, a 419. She just won't finish you. She don't love you. Yes.
Praise the Lord, church. Pastor, my name is Chinyaka Adabeke. I'm from Imo State, Owerri North.
Fire.
Pastor, my question goes like this. I have three questions. The first one is concerning my tattoo. And it's really disturbing me.
Your what?
My tattoo.
Tattoo on yes, your skin.
And each time suitors come to me, that's the first thing they see. And they'll start saying, go clean it off. So I told God that if that be a problem, that He should make a way for me to clean it off.
Where is it? Okay. This dermatologist, where are you? Is there nothing that can be done on this skin to remove this this tattoo?
It's operation, but operation.
It can be operated on.
To scrape it
and take another skin from somewhere patch it there.
Yes.
It's possible. So please meet her. She will tell you what to do.
Thank you, sir.
And if you don't have money, let that man wait tell you to come out and bring money for you to go to the hospital and remove it. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yes.
My second question is concerning Osu.
Osu.
Yes, sir. That's Akas. Yeah. I'm the first daughter, and I had a friend that asked me a question that each time we're together, we like ourselves, though we're not that close. And I said, what if I find out that he's Osu, will I still love him for marriage? I never said anything, but I know that my parents will not accept. That is the second question. Then my third question is concerning this court.
You have not asked question.
Yes,
maybe your question is, should you marry Osu? I don't know what your question is. What's your question?
My question is that for me, I'm not against it because I believe in Christ. But the other problem is concerning my parents because I know they will not agree.
Your parents are not Christians?
They are Christians, but not into the world, the message.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know those of you from that society, the Igbo-speaking part of the country. I know you have that. Your conversion never reached that level. It's unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. That somebody can truly say he's a Christian and see another person under the same blood, under the same grace, and still think yourself higher than that person and call somebody an outcast. You know that somebody does not understand salvation. Somebody does not understand grace. Somebody does not understand the mercy of God. It's unfortunate. In Christ, there is nothing like us. It's nothing like that. It's a cultural thing. God did not make anybody a slave or an outcast. It is man's wickedness that has made another man that is stronger than an outcast and put that spell on the generations. In this digital age, somebody is still talking about Osu. You know something is wrong with the mentality. That's why this country has remained in the level that we are up to. We're not ready to move with realities on ground. God bless you.
Yeah, my third question goes like this. Concerning courtship, you're sincere to the man and the man is sincere to you. But when it comes to gifts, like you said, it's not good for a woman to demand. And you don't demand from the man. But for the man from his heart to offer to you what is due to you to have, he doesn't do it.
That is a stingy man. Sister, may you not marry a stingy man in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any stingy man, where they are you here? Holy Ghost!
Father!
Where are you pointing your hand to? Holy Ghost!
Fire!
Stingy man. Love is expressed in giving.
Yes,
a man cannot say he loves you and he's not spoiling you with gifts. He doesn't love you.
Yes, sir.
Let him not hide under anything. Say, I want to see. I'm testing you to see whether na lie. It's a stingy person.
Yes, sir.
This is the time to show you he loves you, and it is through gifts he demonstrates it. If he come out, now you there in mind. He cannot come to you. I'm coming to see you. He cannot come empty handed. If he put his hand for ordinary pocket, they can't see how now, how today now. And now, you're going to look, what do you want to bring come up from the pocket now? After I finish, they see how off you reach, they go. So when he come visit you, can't do. What is he leaving behind to show that he came to visit you? Eh? Amen. Ordinary, there are some brothers that will flash their girlfriend to call them. They will flash you. Then you will get. And you tell him, say, send me credit, I want to tell you something. Ah! Hey, may you not jump that type of man in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yeah, so my last question is concerning as in domestic work. So after helping the man and everything, and you go home, instead of him to appreciate you, he'll start condemning you.
The man does not appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
No matter what you do in the courtship.
Yeah.
During the courtship, he doesn't appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
And that's some of the things you put into consideration before you say yes or no.
Yes, sir.
It's just a normal thing. That's the courtship.
Yes, sir.
I have two questions to ask. My first question is, how many years can somebody be in a courtship?
No. As long enough for you to decide yes, to make a good decision. Long enough for you to make a good decision.
So, my second question is, I find out which any time I see a girl that I like, when I approach the girl will not agree. But the one that I didn't like, that I didn't approach, they will continue to be coming, tau, tau number, and I'll be having these challenges. The one that I will approach, some will agree, maybe 6 months, and they will say, I'm not more interested for the relationship. So I'll be asking myself, what is the problem? Is it my character, or maybe, but my major problem is the particular one that I didn't want at all. They will continue to be coming. But that is the question.
Praise the Lord. The important thing is you are not the one chasing them. The ones that you don't like, they are the ones coming to you to look for you. You know, I have said that several times. It's not normal for a woman to come after you. And the ones you chase, after some time, they refuse. Then you should look at yourself. Each one that breaks, try to find out from them. I beg. Call the last one that broke up. Say, please, no vex. No, because of anything. For another relationship, please. Tell me what is it about me you didn't like. So that I can correct it for the next one. I won't go enter now.
Sir, let me just bring two experiences. The first one is because of church.
Okay.
He said that time I'm a member of Catholic Church. He said, but it's not because of my church. It's not because of him. So I'm a member of Catholic Church. He said that if I didn't change, that you're not going to...
So that one is clear.
The second one. This person, I met him, I talked to him, he agreed. So one day I asked him a question, which church are you going? That's the only question I asked him. The next thing he tells me, please, I'm not interested with the relationship. And I've been kind to him. I'm not trying to qualify myself. Which anytime he's going back to school, I gave him in transport. Sometimes
The third one.
One day he came to my shop. So he saw one of my cousins. So, and he said they didn't like the way that my cousin is doing. I said, are you after my cousin or after me? He said, that is, you have told me. I said, please, I don't know what is the problem. You said, don't like the way my cousin is.
That's all.
Yes.
The fourth one, look.
Just do it. I don't have any good reason, but the thing that be concerning me, why is this thing that be happening to me? And the last one that I go is the
praise
one.
Praise the Lord. From these excuses you are given, I've discovered that you have not packaged yourself very well for these girls. Package yourself more. Package yourself more. Praise the Lord. The next one you get now. Package yourself very, very well. In every area. Because from the look of things, that is not the reason. They only use it to hold as a reason to leave you. There's another reason why. Not beyond that one. There's another reason. So think very well. God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor.
Yes. Go straight to your question, please.
My question is from the Bible. 1 Corinthians 7, from verse 13. It says, and the woman which had an husband that believed not, and if he be pleased with to dwell with her, let her not leave him. And the same goes to the man. But my emphasis is on verse 15. It says, but if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in
yes.
such cases.
Yes.
But God has not called us to peace. That's where my question is.
Yes. What's the question?
He said, if it's an unbeliever, maybe if the unbeliever wants to leave, that he or she can leave. The person is not under bondage. And the Bible says divorce. The Bible is against divorce. That's what I really want to ask.
1 Corinthians chapter 7 is Apostle Paul addressing this peculiar problem. Where a man and a woman, they get married. After the marriage, one of them comes to Christ. The other one refuses to follow you to Christ. Apostle Paul is clear. Read verse 11.
It says, but and if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife.
So you see that if they are believers and you separate, the bond is still there. You cannot remarry because there's still the bond. But now, if you now come in as unbeliever and the unbeliever says, I will not follow you to that your Jesus, and decides to pack out of your house and goes his way, Apostle Paul saying, the unbeliever departs, let him depart. You are not under bondage anymore. It means you can remarry.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Church.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, Church. Sir, I want to thank God for the grace of God upon your life.
Thank you.
And in a church like this, I want to ask a question. When is the right time to approach a lady, considering the fact that ladies sit on one side and men at the other side?
Praise the Lord. Okay, let's listen. Hallelujah. In a church like this, where women sit one side, men sit another side, it's our own way of defining the fact that when you are in the church, concentrate in worship. So you don't chase girls during worship. You are asking, when then can you meet a sister in a church like this? You are making reference to this church. In a church like this, at the Mami Market, where you are taking your refreshments, on your way to the bus stop, on your way coming to church, or during a break time on our communion service day when we take some few moments to have break, or during your group prayer groups activities that are not related to worship. That is the period you can be. During camp meetings, when we go to camp, you can jam one another there and you mingle and you jingle. That's the period.
Thank you, sir. Now, the second question is an advice to ladies. Most times, when guys approach them, they don't give them audience. And you may not know that the guy that has come at that point in time might really be your husband or somebody that will be your husband. So my advice to them is to always give men audience whenever they approach them.
Brother, praise the Lord. Listen, brother. Listen to me very well. Before that your advice can work, you have to change the nature of women generally. A woman is designed, behaviorally designed, to say no when she means yes. Do you understand? They are known for nyanga. Always the first thing they see is the opposite sex coming. The first thing is no. I say I don't want. Inside of her, she want them. Now why she does that is to give opportunity to see whether you are serious or not. It is part of the game. See, even as an unbeliever, it took me 2 years to get my wife. As eligible as I was at that time, as a military officer, and now with the power at that time, every girl will be proud to be associated with a military officer. But this one said, and my colleagues were yabbing me, you can't get that one. You can't get. I say, me, I go get them. So that's what I'm saying. And the day I get them, I go meet one where they tell me, say, I know if you get them. Because he don't try. He no fit. I say, see the guy where he say, I know if you get. Yeah. So you have to understand that. That you meet a girl. I say, excuse me. And she look and say, excuse me, please, excuse me, please. No. And to even start with, when you want to catch a fish, you don't go with naked hook. You don't just come say, excuse me, please. I beg, I want to see you. You don't look, please, I don't have time. You don't go. In those days, we know that when you want to get a particular girl, you don't go straight, you go corner. You look for her friend. Who is close to her? You befriend that one. So that the time where that one they go, see, and if we go together. If we go together from there. You don't even talk to her direct. You send her your friend to go and meet her. That guy wake up that they say he's interested in you. Wait to make her tell him. The guy is all known. The guy will go beg and say, I beg, take, sell me well for her. That guy will arrange the meeting for the two of you. It is now where in the abundance of fishes in the sea. You just dump. Why? You said, after all of them won't come to shore. So if people just go anyhow, these days, before you say, sister, how are you? He will say, hey, what's your intention? You want to marry me? Now the sister go ask, Tell me your intention. You want to marry me? No. So those women that are quality, that have respect, merely you come like this, they go size you first. See the kind of dress where you wear. Before they go. So you have to package yourself. It's either when you see her where she's standing, then you come with your car and park. Make sure she say you come, even if not your friend car. Just make sure you say you come up from car. When you see you, they say, excuse me, please, I want to ask you something. Now she go walk up fast and say to you. Say, yes. He see you with car. Thank you. So when they see the sister, they stand. They go, say, hello? I've told the clearing agent, let me go clear the thing. How many containers? Okay. Meet my accountant. Thank you. They close. Then after, I say, excuse me, sister. the sister can come. She will come. I'm talking to you people that don't know how to chase women. Brother came to me and said, please make her find her one sister. Say, no fit chase woman. I said, let me go chase for you. You're not serious. Yes?
Sir, last question, please. Is it right for a Christian brother to meet a woman on the street or a lady on the street? Because sometimes I felt that it will look as if you're chasing a lady on the street. So is it right for you
anywhere,
to...
Anywhere you jam him, chase him.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
Anywhere you jam him, chase him. There's a question. Is it good to wed a... Is it good to wed a pregnant lady, Pastor Ifai? How can you wed a sinner? A sinner. Tell them to go and repent. They went and fornicated before they married. It is wrong. You should rebuke them very well. And when they repent, then you can bless their marriage. But you can't bring them to wear white gown and come to the altar and do all that thing that others do. No. It is a sin. For that pastor doing himself, that pastor is a sinner. God bless you. Yes.
My name is Augusta. My question goes this way. I have a friend. The girl married a guy. The guy has money very well. And the intention for the girl is not that the girl wants to marry the guy. But it's because of the family background. So the parents now push the girl to marry the guy. So my own goes this way. One time, there's one guy that came to me and said that he don't even say that he wants a friend or he wants relationship, he wants to marry. So I'm now telling him that I want us to go for courtship first before any other thing. The guy said that he has the money, he wants to do everything, he don't want to waste time. That this one is disturbing her, this one is disturbing her, so that he need the help. So I now tell him that he will give me time to think about it. But for now, I will now guarantee him that we are going to be in a relationship. So in that relationship now, the guy is trying to shower me with some gifts, many things for now. And in going to that relationship now, I'm finding different problems. Maybe his character is not okay for me. The way he thinks, he's proud, he's too proud, the money is making him to be proud. So I thought that I can't marry somebody like that person. But for now, people is telling me that if I didn't marry the person that is going ahead to do me anything that he wants, maybe he will kill me because I have heard a lot of things from him. So I don't know if I'm going to die.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you a member of this church?
This is my first time.
Your first time. Anyway, let me give my advice. If you don't want to marry a guy, stop collecting his gifts. Stop collecting his gifts. Cut off the relationship immediately. Stop it. Praise God. Since you have found out that you can't stay with such a man, sometimes long throat because showering you with gifts and money, you want to manage it. It is dangerous to your peace. You're a young girl, so you should not compromise your future like that. So tell him straight ahead, I don't think the relationship will work. They say, why? Say, my heart does not reach out to you. Oh, he can change. You can tell him, I think this is your money where you get enter your head. You are too proud for my liking. And he may not know. He can decide to change for your sake. If he doesn't change, and instead gets more arrogant, then tell him, I don't do. Pure and simple.
This question is that I have already told him that I'm no more interested.
Yes.
But if he's trying to tell me the ones I have heard of.
Why would people now? You told him, what did he tell you? What was his reaction?
He said that he was trying to put people involved. Maybe he would come to people around me, telling them that.
He's putting pressure on you to convince you.
Yes.
Okay, maybe the man truly loves you. He's only having a problem of pride. So tell him to his face. The reason I don't want to marry you is you are too proud. If you can be a little more humble, then I can manage it with you. For the love he has for you, he will change.
My question goes this way. I'm in a courtship. The guy. Me
another guy.
No. This is a question now. I and the guy, we are in a courtship.
Another guy.
I told him that I met my auntie and the lady told me that everything about bed is undefiled. So, and the woman quoted the Bible for us. So we agree that nothing like sex or any other thing in the relationship. We agree. Okay, as time goes on, we are moving smoothly. We are both of us love each other. We are going. At the time, people had started advising him, can you continue be preparing somebody for someone else? You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. You have to take advantage of her or something like that. Before you leave her now, another person will gain all the things that you have prepared. So, by the grace of God, someone called him, his mother called him and asked him that he would not like him to marry from another state. And they are from Enugu. So he now called me and tell me that he's not going. The relationship is not going to go on again. That we are going to break the relationship. I said, okay, it's okay. But for you are not going to think any evil about me because we are agreed before we start. The guy said, okay. But now people are pushing him that everything you have done this one, done the other one, and now you will just let it like that.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. You don't have problem with a man now, so don't bother yourself. Now people, they go meet Abby. Now he cut off the relationship. Nobody, you cut her off. So he can't come and demand anything from you. If he come demanding anything from you, carry him to EFCC. Yes.
Charles, good afternoon. Praise God. I want to make a comment about provision, a man's provision before getting married. I want to talk to the brothers because in the Bible, in Genesis, God gave Adam work before a wife. So a man should first of all find his place in life before finding
Thank
a woman.
Thank you, that's a good point. So, thank you very much.
Yeah, he gave man work before bringing
before
the wife.
Before bringing a wife, he gave her work first.
Yes,
and clap your hand for this point. Thank you.
And a woman is a helpmeet. Uh-huh. So, Pastor, my question goes like this. Now, we have some men who have value and potential. You know, like a brother who has worked hard, has certificates, has plans, but execution is now the problem. And he now comes to meet a lady that has, you know, she has the need, she has what it takes to help the brother. You know, some ladies here now listening, they might feel because you have said they should be careful about some brothers who doesn't have. So they might see that as a problem, like maybe this guy is coming to take from me. So what do we do about that? Because, you know, the guy needs a little push. You know, so if she has what it takes, she should go ahead and help.
I think I made that point clear earlier. I said You should package yourself enough that you are not intimidated by the profile of the girl that wants to marry you. She's a graduate, you're a graduate, for instance. Or you have business ideas and you are in a business field. Your only handicap is maybe connections or capital. You know, that's a different thing entirely from a situation where a man is hopelessly hopeless and he's depending wholly on that woman to arrange his life for him. I'll be wrong. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sir, I have another question, and it's about married men who cheat on their wife. Because I've known married men who they consistently cheat on their wives. So I was wondering why, until I get to see one of the wives of that a friend I knew. And when I met the woman, I just saw everything. I just, like, this is the reason why. She wasn't looking good enough. You know, and we have so many sisters
good
here.
Good in what sense? Appearance or character?
Appearance. Okay. Appearance. And it beat me that even so many sisters sitting here, appearance-wise, you know, appearance-wise. I also want to ask you, sir, what is the difference between romance and sex? Hold on. Because a lady has, there's a way a lady should carry herself, portray herself, attraction. You know, a brother should have an attraction towards a sister.
I think, okay, I don't know if I have enough English word to answer your definition. I think romance is the act of showing affection one to another, and sex is conjugal relationship.
All right, thank you, sir.
I think I've answered you. Yes.
Church, praise the Lord. My question goes like this. It's actually on behalf of a friend. I have a friend who is into courtship for 3 years. And the both of them so much love each other that even the guy do tell the girl to her face that if you break my heart, I will not forgive you. So something actually happened. As a matter of fact, they've been like that. They've been into the courtship for that same 3 years. But this same guy is trying all he can to make sure he settles down with this same girl. But something happened to the girl. There was a day the girl said she went to church. There was a brother in the church that told her that he saw something. That actually there is a rope.
Excuse me. Are you the girl? Okay, continue your story.
Say there is a rope the girl is actually dragging. That rope, she ought not to drag the rope. That's a relationship rope. But this girl kept this thing to herself. She was like, she started acting funny to the guy for 3 good weeks. She wasn't communicating well to the guy. She was doing all sorts of things that the guy actually noticed and called the girl and asked what was actually the problem. But this same girl conceived that same thing in her heart and she kept behaving the way she was behaving. So the next time the guy became emotionally down and was being rushed to the hospital. So when they called...
You killed somebody. Go ahead.
So they called the girl one day like that are you so stupid? The girl said yes. Then they said this guy is down. It only takes the girl to like trying to revert her characters. Those words she was like telling the boy that she does not tell the boy before. Then the boy was able to gain his consciousness and said, open up to me.
Can you tell me like some of the words? I love you. I will die for you. I will live forever with you. I love you more than my mama. I will cross Atlantic Ocean because of you. Okay. Now, I don't know what your question is. Can you go straight to your question?
My question is this, sir. With regards to what the brother told the girl, that the girl is actually dragging a rope that she ought not to drag. And this girl is afraid that she does not want to make mistakes in life. So what advice will you give to that kind of person?
That is why I say it is dangerous to carry your relationship matter to a prophet to confirm. Very, very dangerous. If you love a man, and a gifted brother, a gifted sister come to tell you that that relationship is not of God, That is not enough for you to break the relationship. It becomes, you have to confirm whether that what that man is saying is right or wrong, because somebody out of jealousy can make that statement for you and cause a confusion in that relationship. So no matter what you tell me, I will only use it to observe the guy, to see if there is anything around that confirms what I have heard. Be very, very careful on using gifts to make a decision. It is very, very dangerous. You can see, there's nothing more than to have a man that loves you wholeheartedly. And that man loves you until, knowing that you want to disappoint him, the man stroke won't catch up. He got emotionally down. Very few men will go to that level. That shows that man loves you. And Satan is seeing a man that loves you so much and wants you to go and enter one chance. Go and hold back to him. That guy loves you. Forget that prophecy.
Thank you, sir.
My God, you earn my last breath. You have the final say over my life. That's why I must worship you, Papa. I must worship you because before the foundation of the world, you put my name in the book of life. I must worship you for the sacrifice you offered for me, Lord. Worship. Okay, there's a question. Is it good for another man to accept the bride price of a girl that is not her own child because the father disowned her? The father disowned her. That's a cultural dimension now. Now, I cannot use Bible to answer that because every culture has solution to such matters. So I think it's a cultural thing. In wherever they come from, I think you should ask that community, what do they do? Who collects the bride price when the father disowns? Thank you very much. God bless you. Yes?
Praise God. I said we all know that women are like receptacles. So what you plug in there is stuck in there. Relationship is two people coming together from two different backgrounds.
Yes.
With a vision, with a horizon.
Yes.
It's the psychology of the mind.
Yes.
Like you earlier said, because there was a little misconception right there where people were saying that pastor said you have to look good, you have to look this.
Sure.
People are getting the misconception wrong. What you were saying was that you have to study the psychology of the mind, the reaction, because some people are like 40, 30, 20, 19. They are not matured. Relationship is not a relation canoe. It is a ship of two people having a definition to a destination.
That is relationship.
If you do not have a horizon, if you don't have an aspiration of where you are going,
correct.
You fall in your ship, you capsize. You understand what I'm saying now? Then so that's just it, basically.
I love that analogy. I love it. So, there's something she brings out here too that I quickly catch. The psyche of somebody who is maybe getting a lady that is getting to 40 years and she's not married. Her approach towards marriage will be different from somebody who is 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. The approach too will be different. So I put that into consideration when we should put that into consideration when we are looking at various reactions. So that is why a 40-year-old girl that is not married will be able to do everything. Even now, money you want. I don't want to get a husband. Let me say anything. It can do anything. And maybe we'll understand why such a person will go and chase a man. Say, anyhow, just come. Make a logo enter money post and never marry. It's understandable. Thank you.
So we all need to broaden our horizon.
Thank you.
Basic question here is that after all the packaging, all the merchandising you've talked about, look good, look that, because you said something quite very, very nice. You said something like, okay, you ladies are here right now and okay, you're looking this. After the church service, go to the mirror, look good and everything. You understand what I'm saying now? Some people are extremists. They don't really understand. They just come, they listen to the preacher. They don't really understand the concept where you as a man of God is coming from.
Yes.
They get all these misconceptions. They get all these things wrong. So they're just like, okay, I'm in church. I need to look like a nun. While outside the church, you look to look good. Like now, my question is basically now, after all the looking good, the packaging, the merchandising, making yourself findable at the right place at the right time. Right now, my question basically is, how do you now sort after him to really, really say, okay, do you want to marry me? Because some ladies go through all the rituals, go through all the prerequisites of marriage. Okay, I want to look good. I want to look findable. I want to look sophisticated. Because you said something like, ladies, don't be at dark hours. Like, okay, you're going to the nightclub or something. Being late hours and stuff like that. Now you've done all the prerequisites of marriage.
Yes.
You make yourself findable. You are the right place at the right time. How do you now make him say, okay, will you marry me?
Oh, it is a natural reaction. You have the point that you will know you have met all the prerequisites. The point that you will determine that you have met all the prerequisites is that point that he says, I will marry you. If you have not met the prerequisites, he will not say, I will marry you. So if he has not said, if he has not proposed, it means you have not yet met the prerequisites. So you continue and look for the prerequisites and make sure you meet all of them. It will flow naturally. He can't help it. He will grab you like a hungry man that jam food. He will whack, quickly, let's go. So it is still about packaging yourself.
The last one, my little suggestion is that while we are all here, because we are here, we are family, we are one, we should learn to work on our mentality, because people are getting the preaching wrong. They are getting a whole lot of things mixed up. So I think we should all work on our own mentality after going through all the process.
Maybe you know better because you're a girl too and you mix with them. You're a member of this church? Are you a member of this church?
No, not really.
Is it your first time of visiting?
No, not my first time.
Okay, you've been visiting.
I've been coming, yes.
Okay, which church do you attend? Sorry.
I attend Rock of Salvation.
Rock of Salvation, yeah. A Pentecostal church.
Yes.
Do they wear trousers there, women?
No, they wear. No, they look good normally in church. Like.
No. I mean, do they allow? They don't have anything against wearing trousers in the church.
In church, no, they don't wear.
No,
trousers.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
But you must look your best.
Of course.
Of course, you must look. You must look clean. You must look extremely good.
Thank you very
much. You
must
be courteous. You must be approachable.
That's very good. Can we clap our hands for our sister? God bless you. Thank you for that observation. Yes.
Church, praise the Lord. I'm Ugochukwu by name. I deal on cars. My wedding's coming up on the 4th of January.
So let sister look at you second time. Go ahead.
So my I don't think my own is a question, right? It's a question. My wife is in North. And the person I want to get married to. So before I wanted to marry her, but I went to a pastor. I told her that was the first time I met her. Because my mom said, I have to marry. I'm the only child. So my mom said, I have to marry from my own tribe. Because I'm the only child. I thought of it. She gave me some reasons why. I abide the reason. So I went to the village. I saw her. I loved her. And I liked her. And she said, she was like, okay. I approached her. She said, all right. That she would think about it. Later, she told me, okay, right. That she has accepted. I invited her. She came to Lagos. After the whole spending time and all that, she said, okay, I would love to be the mother of your child. I said, fine. She went back to school. She's working, but now she's in school for her second degree. So my own, this thing, I'm a car dealer. I deal on cars. There was a time I had a problem with my business. I know she was working. She has money and all that. I know. But before I approached her, I didn't know she had money and all that. So I was looking for money as I deal with some friends abroad. So I used to send cars. When I send money to them, they bring cars for me. So they brought some cars. They didn't tell me. So when the car got to Nigeria, they asked me to go and collect because they don't have money. And me, I don't have money to do that. So I was searching for money from people and my friends, some of my friends. They refused to help me. So one of my friends said I should call her that she might help me out and all that. I said, no, I can't do that. I'm just, you know. It was like, I should try. Then I picked up courage. And I called her. I told her that I need like 400,000 to do some stuff. She said, what? I told her. She now said, okay, that she doesn't have 400,000. That she has 200,000. She sent 200,000 to me. So my question is this. Is it that she sent 200,000 to me? I paid her back, though. After the whole transaction, I paid back. But my question is now is that, is it that she made a wrong move, giving me the money when I asked for it?
You already had a relationship going on. You're an established man. You have become friends. And if you have a problem, your closest friends, she's the one. She's the first person you should let her know. I have this need quickly. And you prove who you are by returning her money to her. You are the kind of people that women should come close to. You can't take advantage of them.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
And the next one, you know, when I met, like I told you, when I met her, I went to some prophet. I was like, I want to know if she's really my wife and all that. The one told me that she's not my wife. I met the second one. He says she's not my wife. So I went to the village back. I told my uncle, one of my uncle. My uncle said, no, I should pray myself. I should sit down, fast, and pray, even if it's 1 week. I should pray about it, that I will see some, this is not my dream or whatever. I was like, okay, I did it. I saw her. I was sleeping. She was taking something on the wardrobe. She turned, she smiled at me. She was like, are you awake? I said, yes. And I called my uncle. I told my uncle that, look at what I saw. He said, I should go on. That I should don't mind those prophets. I should go on.
Thank God for a spiritual uncle like that. Stop carrying the name of anybody to a seer to see for you. Okay. Better thing when they call your way, these seers, I've taken them away before from you. Yes, sister.
Thank you very much, sir, for this privilege.
Thank you.
My question goes like this. During the courtship, is it the lady and is it the guy and the lady that brings money together for the wedding? I just want to confirm.
For the wedding. The woman has her own part to play. The man has his own part to play. There are things the woman will buy. There are things the man will buy. But the truth is, when it comes to wedding proper, the planning is together. And if there is anything you two can play to bring, I mean, it's, you are friends now, you know, at that time. But where the whole weight has to be on the woman only augments, the woman only supports, the man is to carry the whole weight. That is what makes you have value before him. When you see Agbero coming near you, when you remember what he suffered, he'll be ready to die for you. Yes.
My second question is that I overheard a pastor saying that in a courtship, it's not right for the lady to maliciously go to the guy's mother's house and start washing plates, doing all sorts of things. Because as time goes on, that is when the mother will see that the girl is bad, the girl is this, the girl is that. And
well, I don't know what is your problem. You are during courtship, you are in your in-law's house. Well, that may be your own wise way of trying to grab it from this side. So that you have support in case the guy wants to change hand, mind you can have. But I think your attention, you should concentrate on him and him alone. Stop unnecessary mingling with in-laws like that.
Yes, sir, thank you very much.
Unless, of course, the man may be wanting to convince them that you are a good girl. And to prove he can say, can you please visit them and spend some time with them?
Okay, then, so what's up in the process that even as the girl is going there, see, yes, the boy's mom doesn't like the lady.
Why will you go and visit somebody who doesn't like you? When you know he doesn't like, tell the guy, I don't go there, the woman don't like me. Pure
and
simple.
All right, sir. And,
you're not marrying her, you're marrying him.
Sorry. In the process, the guy is telling the girl, help me with some money, as in to assist him with some money to do some things. And the girl doesn't agree. But the boy is telling the girl, when they had misunderstanding, the guy was not telling the girl that, if you do not help me, when I finish this project myself and the money busts out and things becomes well, and then I will show you that.
No, something is wrong with his mentality.
Thank you, sir.
Nothing wrong. That's why I say you should be wise enough. Don't begin to let the guy come in for courtship to know your financial worth. Don't let him know you have any money at all. Use it and be observing him. So that if he come, he say he don't get anything from you. Very soon he will change his mind and go, because that's what he's coming for. After the marriage, you cannot declare it. Honey, I know you are suffering. You are looking for 300,000 that time. For our traditional marriage, things like that. Well, I have 20 million naira in my account. I wanted to see, make sure, say you see my value. Anyway, you don't marry me now. Everything that belongs to me now belongs to you. See my account. 20 million there. Anything you want, what we do, what we do. You know, that man will respect you. And it is also for your own good, so that in case the money is fine, if it goes, you have lost nothing. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Master Jesus. Please, sir, I have two questions to ask. One of the questions is a question that a brother asked me to ask you. He said, is it possible for somebody that is living in one room to get married?
Sure.
Praise the Lord.
And sure. It's your room.
Secondly, your what made me to stand here now is that while you were teaching, I was touched where I was sitting down. The teaching is so great. But there is one thing I understand in this our time. You know, this time we are living is the time that the devil is shooting arrow of immorality so much that so many people may misunderstand this teaching by the way they say go close to this and go close to that. And listening to some questions, I discovered that so many of the brothers and sisters that are asking this question have been the victim of this. So I want you, sir, to throw more light on our brethren so that they will understand that relationship is not all about making some funny things at the
ship. Well, I'm talking to Christians. I'm not talking to unbelievers. I'm talking to children of God. Fornication is sin. And there are some that even sleep with people who have no relationship with them, who are not even in courtship with them. And they are in the church. Mixed multitude. I've given my own advice and given very scriptural advice. I believe in courtship. Getting to know one another has boundaries, which every Christian should know. You don't have sex. You don't have sex during your courtship. You are not permitted, according to the scripture. It is called fornication. It's sin. And you know the effect of doing that if you're a true child of God. So I'm talking to people who are converted. God bless you. It's a question, sir, if a lady loses her virginity when she was young and have committed incest, how can she explain this issue to the man whom I want to marry her? Being paid from Oshu. Listen, church, when we say the sin that you committed before you met that man, was it sin against that man or against God? You confess the sin you have committed against that man during the relationship to him. Now, but there are certain things that you have to confess. If you had a relationship in the past that had a child, an issue, you should let him know that you married before, or this was what happened and you have a child and this is the child. You should feel free from day one, the first time he meets you, let him know that background so that it will help him in making his decision to follow you or not to follow you. Those are the kind of things you confess. But not to tell him which year you were disvirgined and who disvirgined you, the number of men that have slept with you before you met him. There's no wisdom in that. You don't need it. He doesn't need that information. He should be more concerned with, since I met you, I don't know any man. Then that is what is concerned. He should be concerned with. God bless you. There is a woman that got married and confessed some of her past to the man. And up to recently, the man will use it and insult her you prostitute. You, as I say, why did you have to tell him all that your past before? He said they were just sharing, you know. He said, tell her, oh no. He said, they tell her, oh no. Then they talk. I don't know whether they eat okra soup that day or which soup they chop. Then they talk. You are talk, this one talk. They scratch your head. They scratch your head and they talk. Then the man vexed now, you prostitute. And things like that. So, what is the need to tell him that past? Your past should not even be palatable to you. It's something you should hate to even remember, talk less of talking about. You should hate your past. That, you know, those nonsense you used to do before. You should hate it. Praise God. Okay. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Spirit of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day. That is, His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.
I said, my question is it right for a lady to go to a man's house for the first time and then start cooking for him?
Well, when you say start cooking for him, you are a lady and you go, you reach his house and there is need to cook and all the food items are there. I believe every woman likes to cook. I think it should be an opportunity to show this man, say, I'm from Calabar. Well, sure. That's no big deal. But when he makes it a duty, now that is where it becomes questionable. When he says, come, every day you should come and cook for me before you go home. Every day come and when you never pay your bride price. No, no. But if you just visit, and then of course you have to eat. Do you want him to take you out to go and eat? When he has all that you can cook there. You know, you cook and show him you can cook very well. That will hasten his decision, sir. You cook very well. But if you don't cook better food, it can also land you into trouble. Okay.
And the second one is, if supposing you are in a relationship and you and the guy have a misunderstanding and you separated for like 6 months or more than that, and later the guy came back begging, should the lady agree for the man?
Yes, that was my situation. I separated from my wife for 1 year when one girl was scattering my head to somewhere else. When my eye clear, I came back and begged her. She agreed. Now we marry so. Thank you.
The third one is this. If a lady is about to wed and then somebody else, like godfather or godmother, can she or he stand as a parent for the lady?
For traditional marriage?
I don't know, but anyone.
Any marriage?
Yes, is it right?
Where are your parents?
They are late.
Your parents are late. We are from extended family setting. At least a representative of the family will come. Anybody close to you enough should come. Whether you call the person godfather or godmother, but close enough that can stand for you. The important thing there is witnessing. It is for somebody to come and witness who is close to you. That's it. So anybody can do that. Yes. There is no scripture for that. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Is it good for a lady to marry a man that she's senior? Maybe like 10 years or 5 years difference. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
10 years, five years.
I have
ten
no
or 5 years.
I have no scripture that condemns it.
Okay.
If the two of you love each other, there is no scripture against it. Then what even the Lord looks at is that the two of you are of age. If an adult goes to marry a minor, then the law will frown against it. The society will also frown against it. But that two consenting adults, they have age differential, whatever it is, if they love each other, there is nothing wrong. And they can cope with what people will say. Because a lot of people don't like minding their business. The two people love themselves. Now the one is saying, marry mama, and things like that. Now you savvy. The guy say he love him. No problem.
Sir, what about if the man is not matured in mind?
If
the man is not matured in mind,
so why
to go along with the lady? To go along with the lady.
If it's not matured, but then why? What brought them together?
Yes.
What brought them together? Okay. If it's not matured in mind, left to me, it is a high level of maturity in the mind that in the midst of everyone, he can make an independent choice that despite your age, I will marry you. It shows a maturity of the mind.
Thank you. Sir, what about a lady, a single lady, getting married to a man that broke up with his wife? Is it the will of God for her to marry such man that the wife is still alive?
No, we are talking about Christians.
Okay.
A Christian does not marry. Can we open Matthew chapter 5, verse 31 and 32? It has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, verse 32, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. The next statement, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committed adultery. So that answers your question.
Okay.
You cannot marry a woman that has divorced from the man.
Cannot the woman, a single sister, married to a man that broke up with his wife.
That is the same thing.
All right. Okay.
Now, because they are Christians.
Okay. The last one is not a question.
Yes.
But I'm just trying to throw it to some sisters.
Yes. Talk so that they can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. Yeah, see, some sisters, they are praying for husband. Some, they are with a married man, dating a married man. And praying, at the same time, praying for husband.
Yes?
Praying, dating a single sister, praying for husband, dating a married man. Can God give such a person husband? Can God ever give? No, it cannot. Okay, sir.
Yes.
Is it not a sin? Is it?
We are talking about what I'm talking to Christians as a common thing among unbelievers. So, but it is not among believers. If you see any Christian, so-called Christian girl, church member, going after a married man, you know she's just an agent to destroy that marriage.
Okay.
No believer will do that.
Okay.
So, if there's any believer here, you are looking at somebody's husband. Your question is, can God answer that question? Yes. I mean, that answer, give the person, why, husband? Yes. God, listen to me very well. God will give that sister a husband speedily. But remember, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give to you. As you would, Matthew 7 verse 12, men should do to you, so do you also unto others. Whatever you sow is what you reap. So if you chase another man, husband, God will give you your own fast. And guess, will they chase your husband? Chase your husband. That is how it is. That's why God will answer that person fast.
Sir, please, the last one. I'm very, very sorry. You are into courtship with a man.
Yes.
You've gone far with him. And the man is seriously in need of money. Very, very serious. In need of money. You see the both parents. Along the line, the man needs money. Sir, does that lady supposed to give that man the money?
I've just answered it now. That young man, that was his situation.
Okay.
And the girl helped him, and he returned the money to her later.
Because what I'm asking, it's not all the men that returns the money.
Yeah, you there must be something that will convince you that you will return your money. Okay. If not, don't give up.
Thank you.
A question. If a woman and a man were cohabiting as unbelievers, and now the woman is a Christian, but her bride price has not been paid, what should she do? Joy from River State. Do everything for that man to go and pay. Disturb him, don't give him peace. In fact, don't give him full food in that house. In fact, don't let him sleep. Every day, hammer it on his head. We are living in sin. Go and pay. Go and pay. Let him pay. And then you regularize your marriage. Okay, yeah. Yes.
Sir, you advised us that it's not right for a woman to chase a man. And then one of our online callers called, and you were telling him that he should tell you.
Sorry. You know why I answered that question like that? Yeah. That person is waiting for me to say something that will make him pack out. He's looking for a way to pack out. You have been married though. Go and regularize. Thank you.
So you were like telling me to, where did he see in the Bible that a woman chased a man? So I now remembered that in the book of Ruth, chapter 2 and chapter 3, that Ruth is like he chased Boaz.
No. No. Read it very well. Read very well. Naomi, her mother-in-law.
Yes.
Wanted her to go and display character where she will be noticed. And that is exactly, she was obeying the instruction. Remember, she was not from that culture.
Yes.
She was not a Jew. She was a Moabitish woman that came. So Ruth, the mother-in-law, was telling her how to get herself redeemed. And go and display character. These are the things that happen that make our people know who is a good woman or not. And she went and did exactly what Naomi told her to do. So she was not chasing Boaz because she didn't even know what the outcome will be.
So, can I continue? So after Naomi advised her, and then Naomi told her to like bathe herself, anoint herself.
I have just told you. I said Naomi advised her to go and seek for notice. That's what I said. I said she did it on the advice of Naomi so that she can be redeemed.
So, but what she did though, if anybody does it today, they will call the person a prostitute.
I am telling you now, you have to get the impact of that story. The book of Ruth is a story of redemption. And what we see in that story is not a relationship between Boaz and Ruth. We are seeing a relationship between Christ and we here, the Gentiles. So that is the impact of that story. It is about kinsman redeemer. So, but the emphasis there is that it is on the advice of her mother-in-law. Let her know this is our culture here. You have to do something for them to notice that you are a good one. Remember, she had been going to farm and working also.
Yes.
And so news went all around that she is a nice woman. So she was already a marketable woman there. Already. Character. She was a good character. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise God.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask just one question.
Yeah. Okay.
My question is, I want to infer emphatically from an indirect experience in the sense that it happened to someone very close to me. I'm not going to go into what happened, but I'll just ask the question.
The question.
If a man meets a woman, you don't know her father, you don't know her mother, you don't know her village, you don't know anything about her, you just take her to the court and you have court wedding with her, will God accept that kind of marriage?
Child. I am talking about Christian marriage.
They call themselves pastor evangelist.
Eh?
The man is a pastor, the woman is an evangelist.
And they don't know each other. They just
the man doesn't know her father, he doesn't know her mother, he doesn't know her village where she's from.
When
nothing.
That marriage is not properly contracted, that is certain. Praise the Lord. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Hallelujah. And please keep coming for our prayer programs. Every Tuesday we are here. Every Friday night we are here. And every Sunday we take time also to pray. Once you are a Christian, anything that pertaining to your peace, Satan is after it. Before you receive any good thing, you will sweat. Unbelievers, then they change anyhow. You, your own. You make sure nobody comes. Even you come, serve the relationship. You know, keep having problem. Our weapon is prayer. Praise the Lord. There are so many other areas we didn't go into today. There are instances too that nobody has asked me about blood genotype. You even asked me that question. I forgot it myself. Blood genotype. It is good that before you go into marriage with anybody, during that courtship period, don't waste your time. Go and do blood genotype. It saves you a lot of problems. Also, do HIV tests. Do HIV tests. Praise the Lord. I have confronted cases in this ministry. That's why I say there are some that it is a one-on-one thing, not even a poopy thing. Where a young girl, you know, met a young man and discovered during courtship that the man had HIV, but she didn't have HIV. See? And God told her, that is your husband. And I'm the pastor of those people. That's why I say this pastor work is very difficult. Praise the Lord. But I'm only trying to tell you that they married. And this girl, she's not desperate. She's a young girl. Very, very pretty girl. And live her life a virgin all her life. She gave her life to Christ from the age of 7. No man has ever touched her. And the man lost 2 relationships because of the HIV before meeting her. I was afraid to reveal it to her. But God revealed it to the girl and told her that he has something to confess. He's not telling you. He asked, he was afraid to say it because he didn't want to lose this girl. And this girl is not from a poor family. She's from a well-to-do family. And you know, so I'm saying so, people are hearing me from all over the world, particularly pastors. That's why I'm saying it. Don't stay kakaraka and say, hey, I'm put some taboo on some people. When somebody says, God, say, be careful, pastor. Be careful. Ministers of God, be careful. And she told me, she came to me, this is what she found out. She cried. She said she cried. She was telling God, Lord, I kept myself all these years that I will not define myself. I serve you faithfully. So the reward you will give me is a man with HIV. She said she cried for how many days in fasting. God still came and said, that is your husband. Praise the Lord. So I had to send them for medical counseling. And the doctors told them that no, science has gone far now. The fact that he has that virus, you can have children without the children being infected. And you too, there are certain precautions you take. You cannot also be infected. And while she was telling the man asked, which church are you from? You know, you look like a Christian from the dressing. And he said, she's from Bride Assembly. He said, ah, they are from that church. Now they complain. He said, many people who come to them there for counseling, they come to the church here. When they go back with their results, they see that the HIV disappeared. He said, how can you be in that church and complain? Say, go back and meet your pastor. Praise the Lord. And we started prayers for the young man. She's pregnant. No problem. So when God says there's a reason, there's something he wants to prove. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there anything God cannot do? And so it's true that you may have AA genotype and God can tell you that is still your husband. But be sure it is not your mind talking to you. Be sure that it is God talking to you. Finally, most of the problem we have is demon husband and demon wife. That bad character you exhibit, now the demon they push you down sometimes. But after today, there will be separation. If you answer me, amen, you will be the first to testify. Hallelujah. When we pray here, God answers. Sister Deborah, are you here? Amen. That demon that tormented her, oh, was very serious. Okay, she promised to give testimony, maybe on Friday. But listen, church, whatever is the ancestral cause following you that will disturb your marriage, will make you enter a wrong relationship, today, that cause will be broken. Yeah.